From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, President Lee Jae-myung departs for a tour of Europe ahead of the G7 summit in France. As protests continue over ballot shortages, the ruling Democratic Party pledges to seek a parliamentary investigation, while the main opposition People Power Party demands nationwide re-elections. And Seoul's foreign ministry says the United States has yet to express any objections to South Korea's plans to build nuclear-powered submarines using domestic technology. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Che. President Lee Jae-myung has left for Europe and is set to attend the Group of Seven summit in France next week after visits to Belgium, Italy, and the Vatican. The 10-day itinerary includes meetings with the Pope and European leaders ahead of his second G7 meeting. Eileen Cahill has more.
President Lee Jae-myung has embarked on a 10-day tour of Europe that will take him to France for the G7 summit and will also include stops in Belgium, Italy, and the Vatican. The president boarded a plane Tuesday morning accompanied by First Lady Kim Hye-kyung, and they are set to return next week after the multilateral G7 meeting, which runs Monday through Wednesday in the French town of Evian. He is attending the event and at the invitation of the G7, and it will be South Korea's second consecutive G7 summit as an invited state. The president's first destination is Brussels, where he will stay Tuesday and Wednesday and hold separate talks with the leaders of Belgium and the European Union. From Thursday through Saturday, he will visit Italy for a summit with Italian President Sergio Mattarella, followed by a meeting with Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. On Sunday and Monday, the president will be in the Vatican, where he is scheduled to meet with Pope Leo XIV and Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin to discuss peace on the Korean Peninsula and around the world. He just celebrated the first anniversary of his inauguration, and the presidential office says his European tour is part of a strategy to establish South Korea as a responsible global powerhouse. Meanwhile, National Security Advisor Wi Song-rak was quoted as saying, "The visits may serve as an opportunity to expand Seoul's diplomatic outreach to Europe and its participation in discussions on major issues facing the international community." Topics at the G7 meeting are expected to include artificial intelligence, how to address global economic imbalances, and issues concerning the digital age. Eileen Cahill, KBS World Radio News.
The blockade of a ballot counting center in Seoul's Songpa district related to ballot shortages during the June 3rd local elections has entered its fifth day. Police estimated that the crowd gathered at the SK Olympic Handball Gymnasium, which was the designated counting center in the district, had fallen from more than 10,000 as of 10:30 p.m. Monday to around 2,400 as of 5 p.m. Tuesday. The size of the crowd has fluctuated, with most of the protesters in their 20s and 30s leaving during the day and returning to the rally past 7 p.m. The protesters claim ballot shortages violated their constitutional rights and claims of election fraud could be heard among some in the crowd. Meanwhile, the National Election Commission has raised a tally of voting centers that ran out of ballots during the June 3rd local elections from the previously reported 50 to 91. The ruling Democratic Party has designated the June 3rd local election ballot shortages as a disaster that fatally damaged democracy and political rights and pledged to swiftly seek a parliamentary investigation. DP floor leader Han Byung-do said at a floor leadership meeting Tuesday that the ruling side will seek a plenary session this week to introduce plans for the parliamentary probe and that, if necessary, it will push to revise the Public Official Election Act and the Election Commission Act. Main opposition People Power Party leader Chang Dong-hyuk, on the other hand, has called on the National Election Commission to declare the June 3rd elections null and void and to hold nationwide re-elections. During a press conference at the National Assembly on Tuesday, Chang said there were verified cases in 12 electoral districts where candidates won exactly the same number of votes in early voting and that the matter should be looked at by a special prosecutor.
You are now listening to the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul, Korea.
Police have raided the South Gyeongsang Provincial Government Complex over allegations that deepfake content was used and public officials violated the Public Official Election Act in the June 3rd re-election campaign of Governor Park Hwan-soo of the main opposition People Power Party. The Gyeongnam Provincial Police sent investigators to the complex to search the Public Information Division and the ENG camera content room starting at 10 a.m. Tuesday. The provincial police said searches were also being carried out at locations outside the government complex. Earlier, the police launched an investigation into 9 people, including officials in Park's election camp and current and former provincial government employees, related to the alleged dissemination of false propaganda. On May 29th, the Provincial Election Commission filed a complaint with the prosecution after someone who'd worked for Park's camp said provincial employees had instructed them to make deepfake and other illegal AI content to damage the reputation of Park's opponent, Kim Yong-soo. The Unification Ministry has taken note of the fact that Chinese President Xi Jinping mentioned military exchanges during his summit talks with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. In response to a reporter's question about Xi's remarks, a ministry official said Tuesday that this was Xi's first public mention of military exchanges with the North, adding that Seoul will closely monitor related developments. China's state-run Xinhua news agency quoted Xi as saying during his summit with Kim on Monday that their countries should boost exchanges in foreign affairs, law enforcement, and the military, while the North's media did not report any such remarks by the Chinese leader. On the Kim-Xi summit, not touching on denuclearization or Korean Peninsula issues, the ministry official said it was too early to make an evaluation based on current announcements, adding that Seoul would keep an eye out. The Bank of Korea announced on Tuesday that the South Korean economy expanded by 1.8% in the first 3 months of the year. The reading marks the highest quarterly growth since the third quarter of 2020. This was due largely to the export boom led by semiconductors and facilities investment, according to the central bank. Natalie Kwan has more.
The South Korean economy grew at its fastest pace in 5.5 years in the first 3 months of 2026 on the back of robust exports and investments in facilities. According to preliminary data from the Bank of Korea on Tuesday, the gross domestic product, or GDP, expanded 1.8% in the first quarter, rebounding from negative growth of 0.1% in the fourth quarter. It was the highest growth rate since the third quarter of 2020, when the rate reached 2.3%. It was also 0.1 percentage point higher than the advance estimate released in April. Exports jumped 5.9%, thanks to strong demand for semiconductors, automobiles, and machinery in global markets. Facilities investment rose by a 5-year high of 6.6%, while private consumption climbed 0.6%. Nominal GDP growth, meanwhile, reached 10.5% between January and March, marking its sharpest increase since the first quarter of 1976. The central bank said the increase is primarily due to expanding profits of the country's exporters rather than domestic inflation, adding that this could boost domestic demand and positively impact fiscal stability through higher corporate taxes. Natalie Kwan, KBS World Radio News.
The United States has yet to object to South Korea's plans to build nuclear-powered submarines using domestic technology. Speaking to reporters on Tuesday, an official at Seoul's foreign ministry said the two countries share the view that the South Korea-built submarines would be an important capability for the allies as the country takes a leading role in defending the Korean Peninsula. The official said South Korea shared the specifics of the plan at an inaugural session of the allies' consultation on their nuclear cooperation in Seoul last week, and that Washington had an understanding that Seoul intended to build the submarines with its own technology. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Chen.